loudness standards, and LUFS. This is the topic for today. I'm Mark from OnPodium.com. This is Podcast About Podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to Episode 9. Have you ever been listening to a playlist in your car? A song ends, your podcast comes on, and suddenly, you can't hear a thing. You have to reach over and crank the volume knob up to 30 just to hear the voice. Then, the podcast ends, the next song starts, and it blasts your eardrums out. This is the most annoying thing you can do to a listener. It screams amateur. The problem is that you are mixing your podcast by ear. You turn up your headphones until it sounds good to you. But your headphones are not the standard. To fix this, we need to get technical for a second. We need to talk about LUFS. LUFS. It stands for Loudness Units Full Scale. Unlike peak volume, which just measures the loudest split second of audio, LUFS measures the perceived loudness over time. It measures how loud the audio feels to the human ear. TV has a standard for this. Radio has a standard. And yes, podcasting has a standard. If you are mixing a stereo podcast, the magic number is minus 16 LUFS. If you upload a file that is minus 24 LUFS, you are too quiet. People in cars won't hear you. If you upload a file that is minus 10 LUFS, you are too loud. Spotify will forcibly compress your audio to turn it down, which makes it sound distorted. So, how do you hit this magic number? You can't do it just by sliding the volume fader. You need a limiter or a loudness meter. But the easy way, the cheat code, is to use a finishing tool. If you use a DAW like Audacity, Reaper, or Hindenburg, look for the loudness normalization effect. Set the target to minus 16 LUFS. Click Process. Done. If you don't want to mess with settings, use a web tool like Auphonic. You upload your final file, select Podcast Standard, and it automatically levels everything to exactly minus 16 LUFS. Consistency is quality. Your listener should never have to touch their volume knob while listening to your show. That is your job, not theirs. Check your levels today. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about remote recording and why Zoom is ruining your audio quality. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.